progress.
Congratulations to the following duly elected members of the board, Dr. Kalor, Mrs. Tocillo, and Mr. Wall. At this time, we'll move right to our oath of office.
Thank you, Mr. Petrizzo. Mr. Wall will be sworn in first by the Honorable Joseph Oxley, Judge of the Superior Court.
Repeat after me. I, Terrence Wall,
do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
and that I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the same
and to the governments established
in the United States and this state under the authority of people, So help me God. I, Terrence Wall, do solemnly swear or affirm. That I possess the qualifications. Prescribed by law. For the office of a member of Board of Education. And that I am not disqualified. As a voter. Pursuant to NJS.
19:41. Nor disqualified. Due to conviction of a crime.
Or offense listed. In NJS. 18A.
12-1.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
And justly. Perform all the duties. Of that office. According to the best of my ability. So help me God.
Congratulations. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honor. Yep.
Yeah, let's get a picture. All right, take a picture. Oh, yeah, okay. I just need to have the sign. I'll get that in a moment. Very quickly, I want to thank everyone and wish everyone a happy new year. Thank you very much to the administration, all the staff, the teachers, all the folks that make the school what it is, and particularly the parents and the children. It's an honor to serve you. Thank you for reelecting me. I greatly appreciate the honor to serve the community I grew up in. And most especially, I'd like to thank my family, my wife, Jeannie, Maria, Charlotte, Gigi, and Teddy, who's resting right now. We'll see how he does. So I want to thank everyone. I hope you have a great year and I'll continue to fight on behalf of the parents, the taxpayers, and the children of this fantastic town of Holmdel. I just want to thank you very much. Appreciate this time and energy that everyone puts into making sure the schools are great and stay great. Thank you very much. And
before we meet,
Your Honor, Oxley, I know you have so many different ways, but thank you very much. Sheriff Oxley, Superior Court Judge Oxley, great friend of mine. Thank you very much for gracing us with your presence this evening. It brings the level of importance to the role, such as all the Board of Ed members now and in the future in this school and any school, the importance of serving the public. Thank you very much for being here today.
It's certainly my honor and privilege. My grandmother was a school teacher. My mom and dad were both school teachers. My sister Anne Marie was a school teacher. My brother Michael, Barrett, and John are all school teachers. So I come from a family of educators. I'm not sure how I ended up where I did, but in any event, I certainly appreciate all of the hard work. And I've said time and time again, serving on the Board of Education is perhaps one of the hardest, most difficult, perhaps thankless jobs in all of public service. I know the hours, the meetings, the sub-meetings, subcommittees. So I applaud all the hard work and dedication. Certainly, as I know, you've got your heart's in it, and it's all about the kids. And I acknowledge all that hard work. So happy, healthy, prosperous new year, and emphasis on the healthy.
Thank you. We want a picture with you, Joe.
Thank you very much. We'll sign up.
Okay, yes, thank you.
All right, thanks. So,
Thank you very much.
We made it 20 plus months.
Dr. Kaler, can you hear me? Yes, you can. Okay. We're going to swear you in next because of Zoom. We're not going to try to combine a live and a Zoom swearing in. So we're going to do one at a time. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Kimberly Tusillo, do solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution, of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance, to the same, and to the governments established in the United States, and this state, under the authority of the people, so help me God. I, Kimberly Tusillo, do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of a Board of Education, and that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to NJS 19:4-1, nor disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJS 18A:12-1, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability. So help me God. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you to the community and everyone that voted for me or anyone else and just came out and showed that this is an important year for everyone to be here and get out and vote. So thank you, everyone.
Hey, Dr. Kaler, if you can unmute. You have the oath in front of you that I emailed to you?
Yes.
Okay. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Sarika Kaler.
I, Sarika Kaler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the state of New Jersey.
Of the state of New Jersey.
And that I will bear.
And that I will bear.
True faith and allegiance.
True faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And this state.
And this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I, Sarika Kaler.
I, Sarika Kaler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I possess the qualifications.
That I possess the qualifications.
Prescribed by law.
Prescribed by law.
For the office of member.
For the office of member.
Of a Board of Education.
of a Board of Education.
And that I am not disqualified.
And that I am not disqualified.
As a voter.
As a voter.
Pursuant to.
Pursuant to.
NJS.
NJS.
19.
19.
Colon 4-1.
Colon 4-1.
Nor disqualified.
Nor disqualified.
Due to conviction.
Due to conviction.
Of a crime or offense.
Of a crime or offense.
Listed in.
Listed in.
NJS.
NJS.
18A.
18A.
Colon 12-1.
Colon 12-1.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of that office.
Of that office.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. If you would. Because we have a remote notarization statute, I actually have to witness you signing the oath in front of you.
Okay.
So I have to see you do it. So okay. To the best we can make the camera do it.
So I'm going to sign it and show you the signed copy.
Perfect. Very good. It was out of focus, but it was clear enough for me. It worked. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being up at 5:30 in the morning.
You're welcome. Thank you. So I'd like to thank all the residents who voted for me and my friends and family who supported my campaign. And most importantly, I'd like to thank my mother, who is a lawyer in India and has always been involved in community work in her legal profession. And she showed me the importance of serving the community, no matter what your career is. And I hope to carry that on in her name. And I also hope to, do the best of my ability, do the residents who voted me in proud. And I promise to do my best. Thank you.
Okay, right now we're going to have a roll call. Mr. Sokol.
Here.
Mr. Reddy.
Here.
Mrs. Belanti.
Here.
Mr. Wall.
Here.
Mr. Hammer.
Here.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Oh. Here.
Mrs. Eng.
Here.
Dr. Kaur.
Here.
Mrs. Tosello.
Here.
We have a quorum. Flag salute. Statement is hereby made that adequate notice of this meeting was given by posting written notice prominently on the bulletin board in the office of the Board of Education, 65 McCamber Road, Holmdel, New Jersey, the district's website, and sent to the four district schools. The mailing and or hand delivery of said notice to the designated newspaper, Asbury Park Press, Independent, the PLG, PSG, PSA, PTSO, SAB presidents, and student representatives to the board, filing with the clerk of Holmdel Township, police headquarters, and public library. Meetings of the board are open to the public, and all members of the community should feel free to participate. There are two opportunities for the public to speak. The first is at the beginning of the meeting for agenda items only, and the second is at the end of the meeting for other items. Any individual desiring to speak shall give his or her name, address, and the group, if any, that is represented. The presentation shall be as brief as possible, but no more than 3 minutes per individual. There are certain matters that may be brought before the board that cannot be immediately addressed in public. Such matters may be referred by the president to a board committee and or to the superintendent for consideration and or resolution. The board vests and its president or other presiding officer authority to terminate the remarks of any individual if he or she deems it in the best interest of those present to do so. At this time, I'll ask if there are any questions or comments from the public on action items only. Seeing none, we'll move to first order of business, which is nomination and election of president of the Board of Education. Are there any nominations?
Yes, I would like to nominate Elizabeth Urbanski for president of the board.
Second.
Mike, I'd like to nominate the most senior member of the board, Mike Sockel. I think experience is very important right now.
I agree, and I'd second that.
Are there any nominations? At this time, I'll call for a motion and a second to close the nominations and take a vote on the president of the board.
Motion.
Second.
Maybe just make clear that we'll ask each member to indicate who they're voting for.
Okay. So there'll be one, and as I go through, you just identify who you're voting for. Is there any clue? Okay. Mike, I believe you motioned. Seconded. Okay. Okay. Roll call for the election of board presidents. Mike Sockel.
Sockel.
Mike Sockel.
Mrs. Benamonte.
Elizabeth Urbanski.
Mr. Wall.
Absolutely Sockel.
Mr.
Mike Sockel.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Elizabeth Urbanski.
Mrs. Zinn.
Elizabeth Urbanski.
Dr. Kuro.
Elizabeth Urbanski.
Mrs. Tosillo.
Elizabeth Urbanski.
Okay. Elizabeth Urbanski has received the majority of the votes and is hereby declared to be duly elected as president of the Homebelt Township Board of Education. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to working together as a board with the new superintendent. Thank you.
Pro tem, I turn over the remainder of this meeting to the duly elected president.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Petrizzo. I will now open the floor for nominations for vice president.
I would like to nominate Pete Reddy for vice president.
I second that nomination.
I would like to nominate Linda Zhang for vice president.
Second.
I second that.
Sorry. May I please have, are there any further nominations? May I please have a motion that all nominations be closed and a roll call vote be taken on the election of the board vice president?
Move.
Second.
We will proceed in the same manner as election of president. Each member should state the name of the candidate for whom he or she is voting for vice president. Mr. Petrizzo, could you please call the roll?
Mrs. Urbanski.
Linda Zhang.
Mr. Sockel.
Peter Reddy.
Mr. Reddy.
Pete Reddy.
Mrs. Benamonte.
Linda Zhang.
Mr. Wall.
Peter Reddy.
Mr. Hammer.
Peter Reddy.
Mrs. Zhang.
Linda Zhang.
Dr. Kuro.
Linda Zhang.
Mrs. Tosilla.
Linda Zhang.
Congratulations, Mrs. Zhang. We have no items for agenda. We have no items for agenda items J through N. So we will move to section O, action items. May I please have a motion for action items 1 and 2?
Move.
Is there any discussion?
Have we double checked these dates so that they don't conflict with any holidays? Religious holidays in particular?
It was Linda seconded. Was Eileen, did you move it? Did we catch you move that? Did I move the?
Yeah.
You moved?
Yeah.
Eileen moved it, Linda seconded.
So back to my original question, have we checked these dates to make sure they do not conflict with any religious or other holidays that we traditionally observe?
That is my understanding, Mike, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, discussion? Okay, Mr. Patrizzo, please call the roll.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes.
Mrs. Zhang.
Yes.
Mr. Sokol.
Yes.
Mr. Reddy.
Yes.
Mrs. Belmonte.
Yes.
Mr. Wall.
Yes.
Mr. Hammer?
Yes.
Dr. Kalor?
Yes.
Mrs. Tosilla?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I will read agenda action item 3, approval of appointment superintendent. Resolved that the board hereby appoints Dr. J. Scott Cascone as superintendent of schools effective April 7th, 2022, or upon such an earlier date as Dr. Cascone is able to commence full-time employment in the district, and approves the contract of employment between the Homeville Township Board of Education and Dr. J. Scott Cascone, as approved by the Interim Executive County Superintendent of Monmouth County, for the position of Superintendent of Schools, effective on or before April 7th, 2022, through June 30th, 2026. May I please have a motion and a second on the resolution?
Move.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I want to welcome Dr. Cascone aboard. It's going to be a pleasure working with you, and all the best to you and your endeavors here. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Dr. Cascone, welcome to Homedale. Being through this a couple of times with a couple of different superintendents, I know it's not easy what you went through. I want to appreciate your time, your dedication, your effort. I'm glad this is a great night. We're able to announce a new leader in this district. So congratulations.
I was reading my script.
Thanks, sir.
So when should I do that?
Welcome, Dr. Come to Homedale School District. I believe you will lead us to the right directions. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Welcome, Dr. Cascone. Look forward to working with you.
Likewise, thank you.
Welcome, Dr. Cascone. I think you'll do a great job. We need you.
Dr. Clara, thank you. Is that everybody?
Welcome. Look forward to working with you, and please feel free to reach out anytime in case you have any questions or anything to any of us. I'm sure we're all welcome having some good discussions with you, but welcome aboard, and we're looking forward to having you join this amazing school district, and hopefully you can make us rise to new heights. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I guess I haven't been able to say thank you yet, and I will. And I think what's really important here is, as a board, as we were considering our different candidates over the last part of last year, we were impressed by the quality of different candidates who have expressed an interest in leading this district, which means that from the perspective of people outside our town limits, we have an excellent school district. And now we have an excellent superintendent who will lead this district further. Scott, really appreciate you deciding that this is your next course of correction in your career. And we look forward to having you here for a long time. Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Likewise. Thank you, sir.
Best of luck, Dr. Cascone. We look forward to working with you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to say, as a board, we're really looking forward to working together to help make this the best school district we can possibly be, and really looking forward to working with you, Dr. Cascone. I would like to take a roll call, please, Mr. Petrizzo.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes.
Mrs. Zinn.
Yes.
Mr. Sockel.
Yes.
Mr. Ruddy.
Yes, congratulations.
Mrs. Biamonte.
Yes.
Mr. Wool.
Yes, welcome aboard.
Mr. Reimer.
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Tassillo.
Yes.
Motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Dr. Cascone. Dr. Keston is attending tonight via Zoom and will address us once we've concluded all of our action items. May I please have a motion on, and a second on agenda item 4, appointment of acting superintendent.
Motion.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I think just want to say thank you, Art, for stepping up over the next few months to help provide leadership. Your experience within the district puts you in a very good position to help us get through the next few months while we wait for Scott to arrive. So thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
Yes, Art, thank you very much. I know it's not going to be much of a move from one side of the building to the other, but much appreciate your time, dedication, and your selfless service to the district.
Thank you, Oz, for the difficult times, you know, you stand out and to help the district to do double works. Thank you.
Okay, can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Petrizzo?
Mrs. Zabotsky.
Yes.
Mrs. Zang.
Yes.
Mr. Sockel.
Yes.
Mr. Reddy.
Yes.
Mrs. Biamonte.
Yes.
Mr. Wall.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Tassillo.
Yes.
Motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Mr. Howard, for taking on this role until Dr. Cascone is able to start. You've been a real team player. May I please have a motion and second on action items 5 through 15.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion on items 5 through 15? May I have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Rubinsky.
Yes.
Mrs. Zhang.
Yes.
Mr. Sockel.
Yes.
Mr. Reddy.
Yes.
Mrs. Biamonte.
Yes.
Mr. Wall.
Yes.
Mr. Hammer.
Yes.
Dr. Kaur.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Motion passes.
At this time, we will open the floor to Dr. Cascone to address the board and the community.
Thank you so much, President Urbanski. First off, just good evening. Thank you to ladies and gentlemen of the board, administration, and the members of the community who are in attendance this evening. Obviously, I want to express my gratitude and thanks to the board, not only for the opportunity, have been granted the opportunity to compete for the position, but ultimately the great honor of being bestowed with the confidence and the trust to serve as the next superintendent of schools for Holmdel Public Schools. I had every intention of being in attendance in person tonight, but in full transparency, my daughter and I got bit with the COVID bug this week. I'm at the tail end of it, but so in an abundance of caution, I decided to take the meeting from home. You know, what appealed to me about this opportunity, obviously from a professional standpoint, an outstanding, exemplary school district, a legacy community like Holmdel, and truthfully, from a personal standpoint, being in close proximity to my home, my residence in Lincroft, you know, my family and I are truly grateful, really, to have been gifted this opportunity, which will really allow me to have a really healthy life-work balance and be able to serve the community and my family with equal parts of fidelity. You know, Holmdel deserves everything it has coming its way. And it certainly deserves capable, consistent, and committed leadership in the superintendency. And that is exactly, you know, what I intend to bring from day one and every day after that. You know, the caliber of this school district, the mettle of this community has been demonstrated over the course of the last several years, not only through persevering through the pandemic and continuing to excel and achieve, but also just having remained unified in that process. And that is a testament. And I would suggest that it's something that the community, the board, the staff, and the community members identify as a source of pride. You know, rest upon your laurels a bit and take pride in that which you've achieved through these very difficult times. You know, what suffers most with inconsistent central office leadership tends to be an organization's systems. You know, its connective tissues, its frameworks. And so in addition to coming in and bringing a real positive energy and enthusiasm into the culture, we will work right off the bat in reconstituting and re-implementing consistent systems of communication, of feedback gathering, evaluation and measurement, and student and staff and parental support. You know, I believe that our country, our society stands at a pivotal crossroads in its history. In the local community is to the larger society what the small business is to the economy, a foundational building block on which our society rests. And here in the local school district, we have the ability to shape and craft our community in the image which is most appropriate for us and compatible with our values and norms. We can create a safe harbor, a sanctuary, in which we can nourish and edify the minds, bodies, and spirits of our children, so that when they embark beyond the safe confines of Holmdel, they are prepared to succeed, to weather the challenges and choices which they will ultimately face, and be emboldened to do their part to improve their local, national, and global communities. Now, to achieve this, we must strive for unity of purpose and civility in discourse. Martin Luther King Jr. said that riots are the language of the unheard. Today, one could argue that social media is the platform of the unheard. Therefore, we will work toward a more harmonious culture through consistent communication, creating opportunities for meaningful stakeholder involvement to inform organizational goals, which are evaluated and measured and reported in a continuous cycle of improvement. These are precisely the types of cultural norms and endeavors which I will seek to instill, motivate, and inspire all stakeholders, most importantly, our students, to enlist. And the result will be the realization of all to which our district and community aspires. And so when I look to the future of Holmdel Public Schools, I see a future that's brighter than ever. I thank you again for the opportunity and I can't wait to get started.
Thank you very much, Dr. Cascone. I very much appreciate the enthusiasm and dedication. Before we go to old business, I was wondering if the student representative to the board would like to make a report.
Good evening, everyone. Today's report's a little short since we just came back from winter break, but I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. Seniors are currently submitting their last college applications for the regular decision round, and we wish them the best of luck in March. And that's all I have for today, so I'll hand it over to Trinity to conclude the student report.
As a note for all juniors, please submit your prom contracts and payments to Chef Harkness's room 303B as soon as possible. The 10% off discount ends February 14th. The Junior Student Council is additionally looking for sponsors to support and potentially provide favors for our junior prom. A detailed email was previously sent out to parents through the PTSO. Thank you, and that concludes the student report.
Thank you very much. Moving on, does anyone have any old business? Mike.
Thank you, Madam President. I will combine old and new here because it's just two different things for expediency's sake. I was remiss in last month not taking the opportunity, although there was a lot of things going on, so I think that might give me at least an excuse. I didn't have an opportunity to thank the board for the privilege of serving as their vice president for the last 2 years. It was an opportunity to participate in a challenging time in the district's history. And I will relish, honestly, despite all the hours and variety of different challenges that I was facing, both personally and professionally, the opportunity to have been able to participate in that role. I certainly wish our new officers a less stringent and hectic period as they assume leadership. But I did want to certainly make sure I took the time to thank members of our previous board. The other thing I wanted to say, I don't know why anyone's calling me right now. Hang that up. I did want to take a moment to publicly acknowledge the good work that Lara Carducci has done to ensure that we have buses on the road. As many of you know, with the COVID pandemic continuing to linger on, it's been a very challenging time for school districts all across the state to be able to provide routes. And I think Lara's done a terrific job in getting as many buses out on the road as possible. And I did want to at least take a moment to thank her for her diligence and hard work. Thank you.
Add some old business.
You have old business? Okay.
Yep. Unfortunately, last month I wasn't able to come to the board meeting, and I really missed coming to that one, especially, you know, besides saying goodbye to Michael, Brian and Vicky. We announced, and for those in the public that weren't here last meeting, if you haven't heard, we announced the new multi-purpose turf field on the side of Sats. I think having two kids and over a decade like Chris out there, it's hugely needed in this town. So it's a game changer. It's a totally different thing. I applaud the administration, Mr. Petrizzo and his office and everyone for making it happen where it doesn't, there's no tax implication at all. And it'll be ready sooner than we actually all think, which is tremendous. Cause I think now we will have by far the best complex probably in the state. I would love to find another place that might be better than ours. So just thanks to the board and getting that done. I think that's a really, really great thing. And to me, it's like the cherry on top after finishing a successful referendum. So thank you.
Okay. Does anyone have any new business?
So last month, there were some concerns brought up on the changes to the health curriculum. And what I'm asking for is a formal presentation by either CNI committee or the people that are doing that in terms of what the changes are, as well as if parents want to opt out of those, how they would actually do that and the procedures for doing that. So I'd love to see some very detailed information on that, so we can get that out to the community in the in the spirit of transparency and giving parents as much knowledge about what they can and cannot opt out of and what their children are being taught in the schools.
I'm sure we can bring that to the CNI committee to address in this month's meeting. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we will now take public comments on any matters. Is there any people who'd like to speak? Looks like we have a hand up online or not. Can you please state your name, address, and if applicable, any group you represent?
Hi, Ryan Mancini, 26 Hawthorne Ave. What was the last thing you said? Any what I represent?
If there's any applicable group you represent.
I still didn't hear you, but I just had a question about the bus aides, just to bring it up again with the new board members, the new superintendent. I had sent several emails last year regarding getting bus aides on the Village and Indian Hill buses. I know the board looked into it and did some cost analysis and other stuff. And I guess their assumption at that time was that it wasn't really necessary. And so I just wanted to bring it up again for the new board members. I'm happy to share all of the information that I gathered as well with them and just see if we can revisit this and have the new board and superintendent look into the possibility of putting bus aides on Village and Indian Hill.
Sure, we can have Buildings Grounds address the issue in the new session. Thank you. So is there any other? Online? Okay. Seeing no further public comment, I declare public comment closed. May I please have a motion? What?
Go ahead.
I'm reading.
Yeah, but it's not.
Oh, may I please have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Move. Second.
Aye.
Go watch basketball game.
The meeting is the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Well done. Night, everyone.